time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Sarah Canabay from Franklin Community Co-op, which, colloquially speaking, is Greenfield's Market and McCusker's Market. And celebrating the 40th anniversary, and full disclosure, I'm a member.
For 40 years?
No. I haven't even been a member of Earth for 40 years yet. So not quite that long. But basically, as long as I've lived in Franklin County, and it's an important resource in Franklin County, Greenfield's Market, right there, a walking market in downtown Greenfield, which is, I think, important. And McCusker's, which I don't have the opportunity to go to as often, but it's still a wonderful resource there. And I believe is on the open container side of Shelburne Falls.
Yes, which is important to know, especially now that we have beer and wine.
Yeah, one of my favorite little tidbits about that little village. It's got two sides. It's in two cities. And one side, you can open container. Yeah. But so you're the outreach and communications manager. What's your mission and role in regards to Franklin Community Co-op?
I do a lot of community programming. I do community arts programming. I'm responsible for coming up with a lot of our food justice outreach programming.
The food thing makes a lot of sense. Talk to me about the arts and why that's something that's important.
Well, I think it's where the community and Franklin Community Co-op comes in, because mm-hmm. we're really more than just a grocery store. We're a community gathering place, and it's a big part of our commitment to remaining in downtown Greenfield is that we're really sort of the living room of Greenfield. And we really see ourselves as being supportive of the whole life of the community and not just what you're eating. So the arts is a huge part of Franklin County. So we're really into supporting that as well.
And it's interesting because you have now opened a new space a couple doors down from the market where you shop mm-hmm. that has been used as a community space. My kids had rehearsals for this immersive theater production they were in at the Arts Block in that space. And it's where we made our signs for the Women's March.
Yep.
What's that called?
It's just 170 Main Street. It's also where my office is and a little cubby back
behind
that.
I was stealing your highlighters and markers and stuff.
We were donating them gladly.
I'm speaking with Sarah Canabay, who's the Outreach and Communications Manager for Franklin Community Co-op, and you've expanded into this new community space, but there's always scuttlebutt among members and among the community mm-hmm. in Franklin County.
Right.
Is the market aspect of Greenfield's Market going to expand anytime soon or ever?
It is in discussion right now. We are definitely interested in expansion, and it's really important to us to do it the right way.
What does that mean?
It means remaining true to who we are as a cooperative and making sure that whatever plan we adopt is reflective of what our members want and is reflective of our community.
And now this is the local hero spotlight, so let's talk about some of the local hero CESA folks that you work with and some of the stuff that you brought here.
So we have some turmeric kraut from Real Pickles, which is right in Greenfield.
Now, one, I love Real Pickles.
Right.
And the people that are associated with it. Two, I love Real Pickles, meaning pickles.
Yeah.
Three,
okay.
I love kraut.
Okay.
And four, I am now, as of late, obsessed with turmeric.
Yeah.
Because Profesora Belmonte makes me this warm milk, honey,
golden milk,
turmeric stuff before I go to bed, and it's like instant coma. The best night's sleep, like deep sleep and all these crazy dreams. Like it's between that and NyQuil, the most potent, intense, like sleep and dreams I've ever had. Mm-hmm. And I don't wake up with a horrible NyQuil hangover.
Can I ask, are those dreams local dreams?
Well, they happen to me in my own brain.
Okay.
So my brain can go anywhere. So that, I can't wait to taste that. What else did you bring?
We also brought, we're carrying these new elixirs from Gold Thread Apothecary.
Cool.
And this what is one, that? I've never heard of Gold Thread. Where are they?
They have moved around a little bit. They were most recently in the Arts and Industry Building in Florence.
Uh-huh. What kind of elixir is
it? This is a Shazandraberry herbal elixir.
Shazam!
Young Billy has been granted the power by the immortals to summon awesome forces at the utterance of a single word.
Shazam!
Oh, the Shazandraberry. Right.
Shazandraberry.
Uh-huh.
Yep, which is locally grown.
I have to try that and see if that puts me in a coma as well.
Yeah, it might be more on the peppy side.
And then in the brown bag.
And then in the brown bag, we have a delicious buttery whole wheat croissant made with local flour from our bakery.
In your bakery, that's right there.
From flour from Four Stars.
Up in Northfield.
Growing our own local flour, which is great.
Yep.
Sarah Canabay from Franklin Community Co-op. What do you envision going forward is the next big thing for Franklin Community Co-op?
In the coming year, what I would really love to see is a continuation of the work we're doing with our school system to help to provide better healthy food choices for kids in Franklin County. Overall, more members. We'd love to get more young members.
You should put the castle back in there, because that was babies would crawl around this castle. It was probably even before your time.
Yes, I remember
that. It was like a liability, but that was like the best part. We'd take baby Atticus and he'd crawl around in this amazing castle.
We definitely get a lot of requests for the castle.
Bring back the castle!
Bring back the castle!
They'll storm the co-op if you don't do it.
Have fun storming.
mom and the co-op.
So I have a quick question, which I think is kind of interesting that the co-op is very supportive of the Tuesday Farmers Market in Greenfield. And I think on the face of it, people would say, why is the co-op supporting a farmers market selling produce outside of the store?
Well, this was actually a program that I started in partnership with Greenfield Community College. They have a food and farm systems program, and they have students in that program that were in need of internships. And I was working with Just Roots and their farm share pickup, and people would walk through the alley, which is where the farm share pickup was happening every week, and say, oh, is this a farmer's market? Can I just buy something? And the 40th time that happened, I was like, maybe we need a downtown farmer's market during the week. So I approached the food and farm systems program at GCC and said, would your students be interested in running a student supported market? Because I wanted to make one that was a lot more affordable for new farmers or smaller scale farms in the hill towns. That had a more flexible schedule and that had student vendor support. So if you wanted to just drop your stuff off and have a student vend for you, you could be participating in a market without physically having to leave your farm all the time. It was a huge success in that respect last summer during our first season. Of course, we picked a drought year to start. So it was a little challenging, but the vendors all said that working with the students was such an amazing experience, and the students got a real hands-on education in direct market sales. And then it helps the co-op identify new farmers that we want to cultivate relationships with in our region that could use our economic support. And we actually carry some of those same vendors at the co-op now as a result of the market.
And that market will start up again on May 2nd. Sarah Canavan from Franklin Community Co-op, the Outreach and Communication Manager, celebrating their 40th anniversary, Greenfields Market, McCusker's Market, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, buylocalfood.org.